something worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope, and your presence, Lord, and I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. And your glory, there's nothing worth more that'll ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. In your presence, Lord. And I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome back to Wednesday night worships here at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Forest City. It's good to see you from wherever you're at, on Facebook or YouTube. We're glad you could join us this evening. This week we are pre-recording our worship service, but hopefully next Wednesday we'll be able to gather in person. So speaking of that, a couple of updates about our COVID-19 response. As always, please check out Facebook or emmanuelfamily.com for the newest updates, as well as the guidelines that we have for coming back into the worship space and other opportunities. We'll have a worship sign up up there. We have communion sign up. There's all sorts of things going on right now. So please look at our website for more information. An update, we are planning on being outdoors this upcoming Sunday too, and hopefully we'll be indoors again, like I said, beginning the next week, and there'll be a sign-up available soon for that. We're trying to limit right now to about 75 people in the sanctuary, and we'll be using Sign-Up Genius for that. So if you need help signing up there, contact Jackie in the office, and we'll get you signed up in the office if you're unable to do it at home. And the same will be true for Sunday mornings for right now too. But hopefully after the task team meets here this week, we'll be able to let you know what we're planning on doing going forward, and we'll let you know as always through Facebook or on our website on whatever changes are upcoming one way or another. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. Holy Communion opportunities continue. We had our first couple here this week. Please check again on emmanuelfamily.com and click on the Communion opportunities for Sign Up Genius there, and you'll see that there's some for tomorrow, September 10th. We have about three opportunities there, and also this upcoming Sunday we have a couple opportunities, but we'll also have some in the upcoming week too. So keep looking there and find what works for you. And that's similar. We're trying to keep it to about 20 people for those opportunities, but all are welcome, so remember that. The high school youth are looking for some furniture and items for the youth room, so let's have a quick message from them.
Hey, Emmanuel family!
I'm Olivia Gaither.
I'm Laura Harms.
And I'm Elijah Alsop.
And we're the leadership team of the youth group here at Emmanuel. We would like to thank you for your continued support of youth programs amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. Our goal this year is to become more involved with the congregation and make our youth space as homey as possible, and that's where you come in.
We would appreciate if you would let us take a peek at your gently used furniture that you're already looking to get rid of. This would be beneficial to upgrade our youth room for current and future youth. Thank you so much.
Thank you for that, and as always, touch base with Ann if you have any questions on that, or if you have something that's lightly used or even brand new that you'd like to donate to the youth room. The Rocky Railway keeps going on here as we are now in the second week of Promised Land's beginning VBS, second of five straight weeks. So if you haven't checked out last week's, you can still check out that, or you can check out this week's and then the next 3 weeks coming up. So thank you for participating in that, and we hope it's a blessing to you as we kick off our year on the Rocky Railway and how Jesus pulls us through. Jesus' power pulls us through. If you still like to register for Promised Land, you can still do that on emmanuelfamily.com, so we have a better idea of, once we start coming back in person for that, how many people we have to look forward to. Confirmation is off and running. We had our orientation today for both groups, the 6th and 7th graders and the 8th and 9th graders. So keep note if you're in those age groups of when you're meeting. If you have questions about the schedule, as always, that can be found under confirmation resources online. In God's Work, Our Hands is this upcoming Sunday, September 13th. So if you've done any of these things in the last 6 months or think you will do it here in the next few days, working outdoors, helping bring groceries or care packages, or calling seniors or grandparents or any, or even parents or long-lost friends, or making masks or delivering letters, or there's so many different things we can do with these hands that God has made and given us. So if there's something you have done or you're going to be doing, why don't you send a photo of that to the office, and we'll try to get it included in a video that the ELCA is putting together of highlights from God's work, our hands. So please send that by September 16th. But remember, God's work, our hands, isn't a one-day thing. It's almost every day. So keep your eyes and ears open for opportunities there. And finally, like I said, it's good to have all of you back. It's good to have our music group back together, our band. So thank you for that and for participating in all those ways. We're really happy to be back together here on Wednesday nights. We look forward to seeing you in person very soon. And with that, let's kick off this year with that theme of the Rocky Railway and Jesus' power pulls us through. So let's begin this evening with a word of prayer. Dear Jesus, open our hearts and our minds and our ears to hear and know and feel your word in the many shapes that that comes in. Fill us with that spirit. Calm our hearts and help us to know that you are God and you are with us each and every day, even in the topsy-turvy and the uncertainty of every day. Help us hold on to the certainty that is you. Today and always. In your name we pray. Amen. The reading for tonight, like I said, we're going to be following the Rocky Railway, Jesus' power to pull us through, and we're going to be looking at last week's, kind of a wrap-up for this last week, for week one, and Jesus' power gives us strength to do hard things. And with that, well, let's read the story of Ananias. And this comes from Acts chapter 9, beginning with the 12th verse. In a vision he was seen, a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to receive his sight. And that is Saul receiving his sight. Lord, Ananias answered, I've heard many reports about this man and all the harm he's done for your holy people in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who come in your name. But the Lord said to Ananias, go. This man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel. I'll show him how much he will suffer for my name. Then Ananias went to the house and entered it, placing his hands on Saul and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, he has sent me to see you again and has filled me with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He got up, was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The theme for this week is Jesus' power gives us strength to do hard things. Trust Jesus. So, you know, if you hear that, yeah, it might seem a little silly, but if you've been following along with the VBS and our kickoff for this week, you'll know anytime we say those words, we remember trust Jesus. So I invite you at home to do that too when those words come up, that Jesus' power gives us strength to do hard things. Trust Jesus and hold on to those words, okay? So let's look at this. Let's look at this text for the day from Acts. But let's back it up just a little bit. And first of all, stop and think for a moment. What are hard things you've done? Things that you didn't think you could do. Things that seemed impossible in the moment. Any coming to mind? Any of those turn out in ways you never expected? Maybe for the good? Think about that for a moment and keep that image in your head about doing hard things. Some of us really don't like to do hard things, do we? There are some things in life that we try to avoid. It could be conflict. That could be really hard to engage somebody that maybe has done something to you that you don't think is right. Maybe it's the hard thing of talking to one another across a political spectrum. Maybe it's the hard thing of wondering, when to come inside, when not to go inside, when can I go traveling, when shouldn't I go traveling, what's going on in the world around me? Maybe. Or maybe it's something from school, perhaps, of doing the hard things, of remembering that one person in the side. Maybe you were the cool kid. Maybe you are the cool kid. And you think, I can't be seen with that person. But that person seems lonely, and the hard thing could be just to break from the group and stop somebody from mentioning this person over here and maybe making them a friend. Maybe it's one more example of doing the hard thing of knowing when to move on, to move to somewhere new, to do something new, to understand where God's calling, because it can be very uncomfortable. And some of you have heard this story before about doing the hard things, but and being a pastor's kid, why on earth do you think I would want to be a pastor? I don't know. Sure, it was fun as a kid to, you know, play church, to give those one-minute sermons. It was a lot of fun to share communion with mom and dad. But no. I've seen the other side of things. Why on earth would I go into ministry? I'm going to become the radio DJ. And you've probably heard this story before about how that didn't happen. It was the doors didn't open in that direction, but then God was calling and pulling in different directions, and all of a sudden you're called and go. I was called and ended up at Luther Seminary. I didn't want to do that. That wasn't the first thing on my list. That was a hard thing to do. And if that wasn't enough, we thought we were going to go on internship somewhere close. We ended up in Brainerd, which was a wonderful experience. But I didn't want to do that. Or the hard things of how on earth do you do ministry when you're having a baby and the baby is premature and you want to be there so bad. I don't want to do the hard things there. Or even when you're called to your first place. Do you think Iowa was on my radar as a Minnesotan? I wasn't exactly on the radar. And you've heard that before. But I was called to Iowa. I was called to Forest City. Little did I know that would be true when I got the region assignments. It said, guess what? You're in Region 5. You're going to be in either Wisconsin, Illinois, or Iowa. Well, that's not Minnesota. That's not South Dakota. That's not any of the places I thought I'd be. That's hard. And then moving to another location with not even a one-year-old, and starting anew and wondering, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? Any of these things sound familiar in your own life, perhaps? And yet through it all, through all those moments, there was power, a power to help do some of those hard things. Jesus' power gives us strength to do the hard things. Trust Jesus, right? And here we are today. Doesn't mean all the hard things are done, but they keep going. I know that there is something else there, a power that is greater than my own, that gives me the strength to do the hard things, to engage in the hard topics. Even though as an introvert, it's easy to hide. And in the Acts text for today, just remember that Jesus' power does give Ananias strength. It does, and he does. Ananias is told to go to Saul, and Saul is not the kind of person you wanted to hang out with. He isn't the kind of guy you'd want to go with as a Christian. He'd just been persecuting Christians. He'd been throwing them in jail, stoning them, killing them. Why on earth would you want to go to them? That's a very good question. But Ananias is called, and he's told, it's going to be okay. I'm going to be with you. And guess what? He's not getting off the hook. Here's the thing. I'm calling him to do the hard things and to show him that he's going to suffer for my name. Just go to the Gentiles and to the kings and to the people that even the people of Israel, the people that you were on the same team of at that point and were agreeing with, now you're going to disagree perhaps. But I'm going to give you the power to do the hard things. And Ananias goes, he listens, he goes, he's fine with Saul. Saul is then called, he goes. There are many challenges in Paul. Saul, who becomes Paul's life, but through it all, Jesus' strength gives them the power to do the hard things. Trust Jesus. So remember those things that you were thinking about, those things that are hard right now, the things that are difficult, the things that might be eating you inside and saying, that is too hard to do. Remember Remember that Jesus' power gives you strength to do the hard things. So trust Jesus. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. I can do all this because of Christ's strength, not on my own. I can go to seminary. I trust in you, Lord. I can still minister even when my family is in the hospital. I can still get to there. Somehow, some way, even though we might not have the income, we'll get there. I trust you. I trust you and know that there's strength that even though I am not going to Minnesota and I was called here, and this is a prayer that I even said in that moment. Lord, I trust you. It's hard. It's not what we were expecting, but I'm trusting you to help me with these hard things, these hard moves, these hard thing choices. I said that prayer many a times. And I trust it. I trust that it's true, and then here we are in Forest City for 4.5 years almost now. And it's been a blessing each and every day. But it could have been a struggle if I didn't trust Jesus to give me the strength. The strength to even trust Jesus, and God knows what they're up to. Jesus' power gives us strength to do the hard things. Trust Jesus. That's a promise for you. It's a promise for me. It's a promise for all of us in whatever difficulties or hard things you're facing this day. Jesus' power gives you the strength each and every day. So why don't we close with that promise one more time? Promise that we can do anything through Christ who strengthens me and you and all of us. So what do? We trust Jesus today and every day, even when we're walking into some of the hardest things we've ever encountered in our lives some days, no matter how big, no matter how small. Jesus gives us the power to do those hard things. Trust Jesus. Amen.
We take your bread, we take your cup, and we remember that he saved us. The spotless shed his precious blood, and from the Savior's crown love flowed down. In Calvary's shadow our chains are broken, death be defeated, and we are free. In Calvary's shadow the darkness trembles, we stand and testify that we are free. We take our place beneath the cross and fix our gaze upon his majesty. The slain Messiah lifted up, that all the world would see his victory. In Calvary's shadow our chains are broken, death be defeated, and we are free. In Calvary's shadow trembles, we stand and testify that we are free.
People of God, lift your voices in this place and sing of our wonderful cross. Come on.
No higher place than the foot of the cross. sin and shame, overcome by my Savior's scars. My Jesus, my life surrenders to you alone. No higher place than the foot of the cross. My sin and shame, overcome by my Savior's scars. My Jesus, my broken, death be defeated, and we are free. In Calvary's shadow, the darkness trembles. We stand and testify that we are free. In Calvary's shadow, darkness trembles. We stand and testify that we are free.
Let us pray. Unite your church, O God. Grant us the gifts of repentance and reconciliation. Bless the cooperative work of churches in this community and even beyond. Strengthen ecumenical partnerships and guide congregations each and every day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray this day for creation. Teach us ways to not harm what you've entrusted to our care. Renew and enliven places suffering from drought, floods, storms, pollution, drastic changes of weather, those affected by oncoming cold or heat, and we give them to you this day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Turn nations and leaders from ways that lead to death. Shape new paths towards peace and cooperation, teaching us to recognize one another as neighbors, no matter how hard it can be. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those in our own congregation with special needs this day, including the family of Arlene, Heather, Susan, family of Dorothy, Mavis, Jill, Ashley, Linda, Tim, Luann, missionary Karen, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Magianus, and all those we give to you now, either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Sustain us in our work, O God, and give work to those who need it. Shape societies to ensure fair treatment to all who labor. Help us to love our neighbors in and throughout our work. Be with those that are beginning or are in the midst of school starting, the teachers, leadership, students, those in community schools, colleges, grad schools, wherever they're at. Guide them and sustain them to what you're calling them to be. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. All these things and whatever else you see we need this day, we entrust to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I'm treating my sorrows, and I'm treating my shame, and I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. And I'm treating my sickness, and I'm treating my shame, and I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. They say,
the Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face shine on you with grace and mercy, and the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. We hope you have a blessed week, and we hope to see you again very soon.
Calvary's shadow, our chains are broken. Death be defeated, and we are free. In Calvary's shadow, the darkness trembles. We stand and testify that we are free.
In Calvary's shadow,
Calvary's shadow,
our chains are broken.
Our chains are broken.
Death be defeated, and we are free.
The darkness trembles. We stand and tell.